This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today remarked that naming the islands in Andaman and Nicobar after the country's heroes is a way to ensure their service to the nation is remembered for generations to come. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "Nations that remain connected with their roots move ahead in development and nation building." Earlier in January last year, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had named the 21 largest unnamed islands of the Andaman and Nicobar Islands after the 21 Paramvir Chakra awardees. India's National Security Advisor Ajit Doval held talks with the Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in Beijing today. The duo discussed key bilateral issues, management of peace and tranquility along the line of actual control, and the restoration of bilateral ties, which have been frozen for 4 years due to military standoff in eastern Ladakh. Leading the Indian delegation, Mr. Doval had arrived in Beijing yesterday to participate in the 23rd round of the special representative talks, which resumed after a 5-year hiatus. Yesterday, China expressed optimism about the talks, stating that they are ready to work with India to implement commitments based on the mutual understandings. Chief Minister Pema Khandu said that the state cabinet has decided to regularize the contractual nurses in the health department batch-wise. He said this while speaking at the passing out parade ceremony of the 49th batch of Arunachal Pradesh police recruits at the police training center, Bandardwa, today. He expressed surprise that despite knowing it, some are ready to pay to get the job regularized. He cautioned that strict action will be initiated against perpetrators. The Chief Minister further informed that the State Cabinet has also approved the proposal for granting a special grade to Police Constable, Head Constable and Assistant Sub-Inspector including MT and the Telecom Wings. He called upon the new police recruits to stand tall against any form of corruption. The 49th batch includes 738 civil police personnel. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said that National Test Agency will conduct only competitive entrance tests for admission to educational institutions from next year and will not hold any recruitment exams. Addressing the press conference in New Delhi, he said that the idea is to conduct error-free exams and fix accountability. Mr. Pradhan said education and health ministries are deliberating on whether to conduct the medical entrance exam, NEET UG, in pen and paper mode or online mode. The minister said the detailed modalities for NEET UG is likely to be announced in 2-3 weeks. He said that CUET UG will continue to be held once a year. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today called for balancing development and sustainability to tackle the challenge of climate change. He said that climate change is one of the greatest challenges facing the world, and India is at the forefront of tackling this challenge with Mission Life, Lifestyle for Environment, as envisioned by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The speaker was addressing the inaugural session of an appreciation course in parliamentary processes and procedures for a group of officers trainees of 2023-25 batch of Indian Forest Service held at the Parliament House complex today. The course is being organized by the Parliamentary Research and Training Institute for Democracies, Lok Sabha Secretariat. National Stock Exchange of India Limited, in collaboration with the Securities and Exchange Board of India and the Department of IT and Communication, Government of Arunachal Pradesh, organized a regional investor seminar for awareness at the State Bank Hall, Itanagar, yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, Executive Director SEBI G. Ram Mohan Rao highlighted SEBI's key initiatives in safeguarding investors and fostering trust in the securities market. The initiative aims to enhance awareness among the state government officials regarding the securities market, financial planning and investor grievance redressal mechanisms. Education Minister Pasang Dorji Sona held a follow-up meeting on Chintan Sivir at Anini yesterday. DDSE Anini Tenjin Wangda gave a detailed block-wise presentation on the current education scenario of the district. The discussion on merging and closure of schools with the low enrollment to ensure judicious utilization of resources for maximum benefits of the students was also held. In the meantime, the issues and concerns raised by the participants and effective solutions have been taken up by Mr. Sona for further consideration. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.